listen around this time on Fridays. And if your business is drawn, you'll win pizza from Gambino's. It's the At Work Network from Gambino's Pizza, KVOE, Country 101.7, and Mix 104.9.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM present The Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
And we welcome you into The Talk of Emporia this Friday morning. Tegan Trahoon, your host here today, being brought to you in part, as always, by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Get someone that has the experience to make your event a success and call Bobby D's today. And also by Newman Regional Health, quality health care close to home. That's Newman Regional Health. Today on The Talk of Emporia, we are talking the Polar Plunge, or as it's being known this year, the Coolest Lake Party, as we have several organizers joining us here, as well as over the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line here today. We want to welcome in Karen Penley, one of the organizers. Karen, good to see you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you. We have Dominic Vorthams. Dom, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Glad to have you here with us. We also have Scott Hayes, one of the longtime lead organizers. Scott, as always, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having us.
And joining us over the phone, we are happy to welcome in Special Olympics Senior Director of Development for Kansas Special Olympics, Aaron Fletcher. Aaron, good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well.
Well, we're glad that we could have you on here with us. We know how busy you all are there at Special Olympics, so thank you for making the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Aaron, I kind of want to start with you in talking about the importance here of the Polar Plunge, which we talk about, I think, every year, and really helps to underscore, I think, the entire message surrounding Special Olympics and really the support that it has on a state, regional, national basis. But can you really just kind of start off by setting the tone here of how important the Polar Plunge is to what you do on an annual basis?
Absolutely. The Polar Plunge is actually our biggest fundraiser for the entire year, and we are able to raise funds to help our athletes that are competing locally and in regional competitions, state competitions, national competitions, and international competitions. So these funds go for so many different things that our athletes need in order to come to these competitions and make new friends and compete with each other and just have a great time.
Aaron, about how many different polar plunges take place across the state?
I believe we're at 18, I want to say. I apologize, I don't have that right in front of me, but right around that number.
And in terms of the Emporia Polar Plunge, you know, what is kind of the atmosphere surrounding that, kind of the knowledge of that particular event? Because it is a huge undertaking here in Emporia, and it's a well-attended event every year.
Yes, the Emporia Polar Plunge Committee with Law Enforcement Torch Run is just, it's run like a well-oiled machine. You guys do such a great job. The community is so supportive and important in the success of this. We just so proud of Emporia and everything they do with the Polar Plunge.
Well, we want to bring in the local organizers now. Of course, Scott Hayes, one of the longtime organizers and former MC of this for quite some time. Scott, you know, talk about your involvement and why this is such an important endeavor for you personally each year.
Well, as you mentioned, I've been involved for a long time, plunged for 6 or 7 years when it first started, and then joined the planning committee. And I do have a family connection. I have a cousin who has autism, and so it was something that once I kind of quit plunging and raising money, I still wanted to be involved and encourage other people to participate, mainly because of that family connection and also because I had gotten to know a lot of the members of the committee and a lot of the Special Olympics athletes in the area. And I knew the work that Special Olympics Kansas did for, you know, statewide, obviously, but how hard our local Special Olympics teams work and all the effort that the organizers for those put in and the athletes themselves. And it just was something that I found very worthwhile.
Dom, bringing you into the conversation, of course, I know your involvement goes very much hand-in-hand with your day job, of course, with local law enforcement and everything involved there. But what made you decide to get involved as an organizer and as a committee member?
You know, I got involved a long time ago when John Kelch was at the PD. So they kind of recruited me to help with that, and I've helped with that ever since. And then before that, my mom's a speech therapist and has always worked with kids that had some disabilities. So I've always had some connection to that. And this is an extra way for me to give back and kind of help with that. And then I think I'm doing a good thing every time I help with these events.
So really, personal connections kind of converging with professional role there.
Yep. I would say that.
Welcoming in again, Karen Penley, a longtime organizer and very involved as well. Karen, talk about your involvement here with Special Olympics, how it kind of led to you being a committee member.
Well, I haven't been around as long as these guys on the committee, but we got involved because of my daughter, Michelle. And when she started Special Olympics participating, and then they decided to have a plunge here, we thought somebody should represent the athletes, so I volunteered. And then my other daughter, Meredith, is also on here, too.
So how important is it for you, you mentioned kind of being somebody that can represent the athletes along with your daughters as well, you know, why do you think it's important to have that representation on top of all the other agencies and individuals that are involved in this event each year?
Well, I just think it's important for the parents and families to be involved and show their appreciation for everything that everybody else is doing to help us out to get our athletes to the events and be known in the community.
Aaron, bringing you back into the conversation here, when it comes to the Polar Plunge, about how much money do you know is generated by these events each year across the state that really help contribute to, of course, the state games and other activities?
Yeah, every year we have different totals that we're setting our goal to hit. And I know in Emporia we're setting the goal of $15,000, and that would be super great to help our athletes and everybody in the area and within the state. And across the state, I know the goal is $200,000.
Can you talk a little bit about exactly what that helps provide aside from just the experience for these athletes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So that provides everything from facilities to programs with education on leadership and health and wellness. We do health and wellness screenings, and athletes are able to come in and get a healthy screening and also be able to get, like, say, eye exams and eyeglasses for maybe the first time in the year, within the year. And then they're also able to come to these different competitions that are offered across the state and locally.
Fantastic. Scott, I know that you've also gotten to attend some of the state games, see those. I mean, what is that experience like just from a spectator perspective?
Well, I was honored, of course, when I worked here, and KVOE was named the Business of the Year for the region. And I got to go accept that on behalf of the radio station at the state games in Wichita. And I'm not exactly sure what I was expecting, but, you know, we're at Cessna Stadium. That whole side is completely filled with athletes and family and fans, and it was breathtaking. Mm-hmm. And how awesome I thought Special Olympics was, actually seeing it kind of in full force, because they had the parade with the athletes coming out and everything, had those opening ceremonies, just like you see when you watch the Olympics, right? We just had the opening ceremonies last week for the Winter Olympics. It's just like that, and you see all the athletes' faces, but you're watching their friends and family in the stands enjoy that too. It's mesmerizing.
Yeah.
And whatever my dedication to this event and Special Olympians in general was before that, it grew after that because of just how amazing it was.
Dom, of course, the local law enforcement participates in the annual torch run, which brings the torch to the state games every single year. What is it like getting to be a part of that experience for you and really quite literally bearing the torch for Special Olympics?
I mean, having the torch is pretty interesting. I mean, the bike ride down to El Dorado, where we had dropped it off in the past, is quite the bike ride from Emporia. But it's a good experience. You know, it's something we like to do. As rigorous it is, but we know getting that torch down there means the world to these athletes. And we get to walk through the athletes through town. I think that's one of the coolest thing is the parade or the march downtown that our officers and fans are out there, we're cheering them on, and we're helping.
Karen, obviously we've seen you involved in both sides of that, waiting for the torch to arrive and then being a part of the parade along with Michelle, walking down the main drag here in Emporia. What is it like every year kind of seeing that crowd that comes out? I know it typically happens on a Thursday, and Lyon County Commission will be in session, and they specifically put a point in their agenda for like a 20-minute break so they can go out and watch this, and you have all these businesses and all these other people coming out filming and applauding and cheering them on. I mean, what is that experience like?
It's just, I don't have any words for it. It's really an awesome experience to see all those people and people you haven't seen for a while, and they'll come out and make sure that Michelle sees them because, you know, that's important. It's just wonderful. I never knew the city commission did that. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's always a part of the agenda for that day. Aaron, in hearing all of that, I mean, you know, Scott talks about, of course, the parade at the state games every single year there in Wichita. But to hear that local communities are not only doing their best to help raise money, but to also raise awareness and show their support in this way, I mean, that's got to do your heart a lot of good there at the state level.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's so great to hear these local stories, but then also to witness it as well. We come out and the competitions and host those competitions, and we see all this firsthand as well. It really warms your heart. It's hard to put into words the amount of joy and just happiness that you get from going to these competitions and also going to these programs and learning, watching these athletes learn about health and wellness or how to talk and approach different people and talk to them about things that matter to them too. So it's a great, well-rounded experience.
Well, Aaron, we appreciate your time here joining us today as we're going to head to our first break. I know you guys got a lot of work to do there at the state level, so we're going to cut you loose here. But people do want more information on Special Olympics Kansas. Where can they find that?
Yeah, for Special Olympics Kansas, you just go to SOKS.org. And that'll give you all the information on Special Olympics Kansas and every way that you can participate with us. And if you're interested in the plunge in general, you can just go to plungeks.org.
Fantastic. Aaron, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Aaron Fletcher, the Senior Director for Development for Kansas Special Olympics, joining us here on the Talk of Emporia. Make sure you stick around after our first break. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more details about the Coolest Lake Party here in Emporia, the annual Polar Plunge in Emporia, taking place next Saturday, February 21st at Mouse Lake. We'll get more details, times, and information on how you can get involved, so stick around. More Talk of Emporia is coming your way, again brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and Newman Regional Health.
February is Heart Health Month, and Newman Regional Health invites you to a community heart health event on February 25th from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Clint Boyer Building. Meet local experts for one-on-one guidance, free blood pressure checks, and resources on stress tests, sleep studies, and prevention. Enjoy heart-healthy snacks and hear a special heart talk from Dr. Lloyd, Dr. Fearon, and Adam Galindo. Call 620-341-7781 to sign up today and take steps toward better heart health.
Celebrate Valentine's Day at Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. They've put together a great dinner for you and your Valentine. You'll each get a dinner salad, a 12-ounce ribeye steak, a grilled shrimp skewer, and a baked potato. For dessert, it's a piece of red velvet cake. Enjoy this special dinner for two for just $75. So this Valentine's Day, take your favorite Valentine to Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue in downtown Emporia.
Chuck Samples, KVUE News, with local news headlines today, brought to you by Brady Parks Rock and Dirt. Call 620-343-5050 for all of your dirt and rock hauling needs. Emporia State University getting ready for Founders Day activities. Doors opening at 11:30 at the Memorial Union Webb Hall, and the official activities beginning at noon. Emporia State yesterday announcing over $315,000 in donations for scholarships, programs, and what ESU calls areas of greatest need through its annual Day of Giving activities. 17th District Senator Mike Argerbright joining KVUE's morning show earlier today to talk about tax matters, pharmaceutical policy, and the possibility of a new official minimum wage. That interview online at KVUE.com. And as an architect begins developing graphics and renderings for possible new facilities, USD 251 North Lyon County looking at possibly adding a construction manager at risk as part of its new facilities conversation. Headlines brought to you today by Brady Parks Rock and Dirt, 620-343-5050. I'm Chuck Samples, KVUE News.
Help wanted. List your job opening on the web and on air. Log on to KVOE.com for the details on this effective and economical way to fill your company's positions. 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM, live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Back on the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning as we are talking the annual Polar Plunge in Emporia coming up next Saturday, February 21st at Mouse Lake. And let's go ahead and jump into some of the logistics here as we do have organizers Karen Penley, Scott Hayes, and Dominic Vorthams joining us in studio. I want to say thank you to Aaron Fletcher, the Senior Director of Development, for Special Olympics Kansas, joining us a little bit earlier here over the KVOE Sutherland studio line. So thank you to her as well for making the time. Well, Scott, let's go ahead and talk about Plunge Day next Saturday, the 21st. When do activities get started, and when will we see some plunging?
Well, we are able to use the Emporia Senior Center this year for pre-registration. And I know Erin, before she got off the line, encouraged people to find out more about the plunge by going to plungeks.org. Look for the Emporia Plunge. You can get yourself signed up or your team signed up. The other nice thing about getting signed up online is you can get your waiver signed ahead of time. That's one thing. If you don't do that, you're going to have to do that the morning of. But 8:30 on Saturday, February 21st, we'll have registration starting at the Emporia Senior Center. They'll shut that down around 10:30-ish and then kind of have a late on-site registration at Mouse Lake, which, of course, is East 12th and Lakeview here in Emporia. And then we'll start costume judging around 11:15 and start the plunge at 11:30. We'll probably be done close to noon. I kind of peeked at the forecast yesterday. It looks like we might be in the 40s or so on plunge day, and there is a chance of rain in the forecast that day, but it's supposed to be later in the day. So it's going to be chilly, but it shouldn't be that cold. It won't be too warm, and which, you know, it's funny. I don't want it too cold, but I also don't want it too warm if I'm about to jump in cold water, right?
Exactly.
So it ought to be a beautiful day for the plunge coming up, and then that's really the big details. We'll have some plaques to hand out afterwards, the most money raised for the individual and the team, best costume, individual and team, so that's really the big thing. But yeah, you can start getting signed up now and do your fundraising. It is a minimum of $75 per plunger. So if you're just an individual, then try to raise $75 and have at least $75 per member of your team for fundraising. And again, all the money raised goes to Special Olympics Kansas. We'll also be doing the Pluck-a-Duck 50-50 drawing. Those ducks will be available for sale. If you get a hold of a plunge member ahead of time, we can get you set up with that. But at the Emporia Senior Center that morning, they'll take care of you. It's $5 for one duck, or a quack pack, five ducks for $20. So did I say that right, quack pack?
You said it right.
Yep. You said it right.
Yeah. So I think that's the biggest details. The one other thing I'll say before I let these other two jump in is I mentioned the costume contest. That is one of the things that makes this such a spectator sport, is the costumes. And again, this year's theme is the coolest lake party. So kind of, you know, think along those lines type of deal. But we're looking forward to it. It's always a fun. It's a great spectator activity. Even if you're not plunging, there's ways for you to participate and donate. But just be out there to cheer on the plungers, because it's a fun time.
Dom, just from a safety perspective, I know you guys usually have a lot of people on hand to kind of assist with this. Safe to say there will be some maybe traffic adjustments around there as well as individuals on hand to assist with the plungers?
You'll definitely have fire and EMS there. You'll have divers in the water. I think we're having a guy from Reading even being in the water too. Traffic will be very congested in that probably the 9 to the 1100 block of Topeka Street at the lake. So if get there early, get a good spot, or you're gonna have to park around and have to walk in. But yeah, I think that's the safety aspect of it. It's just congested, but we'll have cones out. Fire will be all over one side of the road.
When we'll set up for this, kind of get started, when should people start to maybe, expect seeing some things popping up here, including maybe some traffic adjustments?
I mean, the night before, we'll put out cones on Topeka Street, and then when we get there around 8 o'clock, we'll start pushing those off to barricade.
Is it Topeka Street? It's not Lakeview? Yeah. Do I have the wrong street?
Yeah, Lakeview is actually the street, not on Lake. It's the one over.
Oh.
It's actually on Topeka Street.
So, I've been giving people the wrong address.
You did say Lakeview, now you say that. I didn't catch that before.
Okay. Well, no wonder people... There's fewer people there the last couple years. I keep giving them
it's
the wrong
so
address.
Close they could see this, the event. They should be able to see it.
I was like, dude, you're there, don't you know?
Well, that's the thing is I don't.
It is.
You just know where to go.
I just know where Mouse Lake is. I never really pay attention to this.
It is
street.
Interesting. They do call it Topeka Street, not Lakeview Street. That is interesting. I wonder why that is. I don't know.
Next city commission meeting, you might bring that up, that they need to just switch the street names.
The streets.
City commissioners, be prepared. Scott Hayes may have a proclamation for you or a resolution ready to go. But okay, so basically people can start to expect seeing set up around 8 o'clock or around Friday night.
Yeah, we'll come in a little bit Friday and then to get the ramp in the water, and then most of the setup will be that Saturday morning.
Okay.
And we kind of just... You know, a couple hours there, and we're kind of ready to go, I think.
Yeah, the biggest thing they're going to see, obviously, Dominic mentioned, like the cones to kind of prevent people from parking right there by the entrance, because we need to leave room for fire and EMS and things like that. And you know, we're going to be there about 8 o'clock or so Saturday morning, kind of bringing in some vehicles to unload a few things. But really, as big of an event as this ends up being, we don't leave that big of a footprint. I mean, we're only there for a short amount of time, and when we're done at noon, we're usually out of there by 12:30-ish, and you know,
it's probably one of the most efficient and self-contained operations I think we have around here, because you guys, I love that Aaron said earlier, it's a well-oiled machine. It's like clockwork. I mean, really, you guys, I think. Already have people ready to tear down and get out of there before it's even done.
Well, and I know Karen's going to run through some of the fine sponsors, area sponsors we have, but, you know, we get help from, like, the Emporia State Athletics. The football team has helped the last couple years. They come on Friday and help us set up a little bit, and then they come and help tear down. And we get other groups and organizations that participate, and yes, I feel like our committee does a pretty good job. We all kind of know our tasks, and we do a lot of the same things every year. But we get so much support from the community outside of just the people who come plunge, the people who donate. It's why, I mean, we're pushing 20 years of this event, so that's why.
I agree. The well-oiled machine of the committee and then the help we get. Like, everybody is very acute to know what they have to do or what they're going to do. That it runs like clockwork. But I will say this year, you said a small footprint. One thing we won't have is tents. So if you're on the fence about jumping,
that's right.
I would get there early and park that car so you can get your towel, get dry very quickly. We do not have tents.
You hit on my next question. That was normally there's that warming tent where people can go and kind of get their body temperature back up a little bit after jumping in the cold water. That will not be the case this year. So basically bring a friend, have them run in the heater.
We do, and I think we will have some – I think they're heated porta-potty areas.
Yeah.
I think. So that will be interesting. Now there's, I think, just two of them, but you could get warm in there. So we're kind of going to COVID time of the plunging where we didn't have the warming tents. But I think it will be fine. And I will say, if you are on the fence, because I talked to someone at a meeting before this, their child was on the fence about jumping.
Right.
Come in, jump, it's refreshing, and you're out.
Right.
So if you have any doubts of doing it, or you want to be a chicken and just help raise that money for a good cause, do it.
Again,
Karen giving the decision, she's like, that's me.
We're talking about the temperature being in the upper 40s that day, and you're saying, well, that's cold. Yeah, it is cold, but we've actually had much colder plunges where if we were going to have years, we've had years where the temperature was below freezing, air temperature was below freezing, so we knew the water temperature was at or below freezing, right? So those would be the worst years for me to not have a tent. This will be okay. I think we're going to be fine.
Well, and not to mention you guys keep bringing up the costumes. Maybe you just prepare a warm costume. I mean, yeah, it'll get wet, but hey, it helps a little
Actually, what I've learned is the more clothes you put on before the plunge, it's more of a pain afterwards. Yep. You're almost better being as it's a minimalist participation when it comes to your costume, if you can make it work.
Now, there's been some great costumes out there, that's for sure. But Karen, I want to bring you into the conversation here. You mentioned that you're one of the individuals prefers to raise the money than make the
plunge. I'm the head chicken.
The head chicken. I wasn't going to say it, but
I am.
But I mean, Scott talks about it being a spectator sport. You know, of course, he's done it before and he's gotten to watch it ever since. But you've been watching it kind of since the beginning. You know, what is it like for you from a spectator perspective, getting to watch these people in these costumes and with these some creative dives and jumps? I mean, talk about the spectator aspect from your point of view.
I love it. It's just watching their expressions when they come out of the water is priceless. We need to get some pictures of those sometime. It's just a lot of fun watching them parade around and before time and then get their costumes judged, and then the jumping in and getting out is the biggest.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch.
Well, it is the coolest lake party coming up here next Saturday, February 21st. Registration will begin 8:30 at the Emporia Senior Center.
Correct.
Just a little ways down the road from Mouse Lake, which is on, as we have clarified here, Topeka Street.
Yes, as I said the whole time.
Yes. Nobody heard you say otherwise, Scott. It's like you never left.
Mouse Lake. You Mouse can get a view of off of Topeka Street.
Yep, just come to Mouse Lake. We'll just say come to Mouse Lake.
Yeah.
Come to Mouse Lake there. Of course, registration beginning at 8:30. Activities expected to be wrapped up right about noon. It is the best spectator sport in Emporia because it's just a whole good time. So make sure you make plans to try and be there. We're going to take our final break here on the Talk of Emporia. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the sponsorships and the support from the community that helps put this event on each year, including a shout-out to several of the sponsors who have stepped up this year. So make sure you stick around. We've got more Talk of Emporia coming your way, again brought to you in part by Newman Regional Health and Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue.
Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue is open on Sundays, a perfect day for church groups, life groups, family, and friends to gather for some great-tasting barbecue. Just call ahead if you need a large table. Enjoy their full menu along with some special menu items just for Sundays. Bobby D's also caters on Sundays. Visit their Facebook or website each week for the Sunday specials. Dine in or carry out. They look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue in downtown Emporia.
Flu season is here. Don't let it slow you down. If you're feeling under the weather, Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Express Care is ready to help. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and weekends and holidays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. because your health matters every day. Walk in or call ahead at 620-343-7828. Fast, friendly care when you need it most. Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Express Care. Your health, our priority.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security is set to run out at midnight tonight. Washington lawmakers are leaving town for a two-week recess, all but ensuring a partial government shutdown. Democrats have been pushing for reforms at ICE, but that agency was funded separately in a budget package passed last year. Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson.
So they're not affecting that in any way. What they're going to do is shut down FEMA, Coast Guard, TSA, and things that hurt real people.
The latest inflation numbers came in better than expected at 2.4%, but prices for some goods and services remain high.
We did see grocery prices go up again last month, but not quite as much, so that's also good news. Other major services services. So electricity bills, utility bills are one place we are still seeing prices go up a lot. Medical care, child care, those are also still going up faster than overall inflation.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The U.S. Navy is sending another aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald Ford, to the Middle East, sources say, as talks about Iran's nuclear program continue. This is ABC News.
Find a bargain or cut a deal. Garage sale listings at garage sale prices. Find out all the details at kvoe.com/garage sale.
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Back on the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning, Tegan Trahoon joined in the KVOE studios by organizers of the upcoming coolest lake party in Emporia. That is the Polar Plunge next Saturday, the 21st. Again, registration beginning at the Emporia Senior Center at 8:30. Main activities really getting started around 10:30, 11 there at Mouse Lake on Topeka Street, as we talked about a little bit earlier here today. Now, Scott, we talked to Scott Hayes, again, one of the longtime organizers joining us here. Scott, we talked about, obviously, the costumes and things you want people to really kind of dress up according to the theme, which, again, is the coolest lake party. But one big thing we didn't talk about is no matter what their costume may be, there needs to be a very specific component to that.
Yeah, we do require footwear. I mentioned earlier about having to sign a waiver, and one of the things in that waiver, obviously, is that you will have footwear on when you jump to protect your feet, obviously, of anything that might be in the water. But I was thinking the very first plunge, I was wearing swimming trunks, a t-shirt, and floaties, and big goggles, and like lake shoes, like old tennis shoes.
Sure.
And that would have been perfect for this year. I would have fit in just perfect this year. So I was ahead of the coolest lake party costume-wise by 21 years or something.
I have
like
a feeling I might know who made this suggestion now. Somebody trying to relive his glory days. But
it could be coming out of the woodwork just to hop in.
Hey, you know, Scott, you know, there's no age limit for plunging.
There's not. There's no age limit.
We might see.
Just kick it up to lake life. With you and your beautiful wife.
There you go.
Yeah, no, that would be pretty good to see the old Scott Hayes come out of retirement. I think that might be worth watching just in general. But real fast here, wanted to make sure that we also talk a little bit about the sponsors who help make this a possibility every single year. And Karen, I know you have a full list of the sponsors who are contributing to this year's Polar Plunge. Let's go ahead and run through those real fast and say some thank yous to the folks who are really contributing to the Polar Plunge this year.
Well, they all deserve a big thank you. Thurston's Plus Auto Body and More, Norfolk Iron and Metal, ESB Financial, the Boyer Auto Plaza, Longbine Auto, TCS Upfitting, Feltz Photos, Kohlmeyer Dental, Flint Hills Tech College, Brown Shoe Fit, Emporia Senior Center, Lindy Wetzel, of course, for letting us use the lake, and KVOE.
We're always happy to do it, and I'm glad that you mentioned Mrs. Lindy Wetzel, who has been, Scott, a long-time supporter of Special Olympics, a long-time supporter of the Polar Plunge, and maybe one of the most successful Polar Plunge participants in recent memory.
Well, I don't know where we would be doing the plunge if she didn't let us use Mouse Lake. I mean, I guess we could use the swimming pool or something. That just doesn't seem like it would be as fun. But So the fact that she makes the lake available, lets us come out the day before and do some setup and all of those things is phenomenal. But you mentioned her support of the plunge goes beyond that. I mean, she's been one of the biggest fundraisers of the plunge for years,
and always has one of the largest teams.
And I mean, that story has always been great because when her grandkids are older now, and a lot of them are college age now. But when they were like middle school, junior high school age, she would require them to reach a certain point GPA-wise in order to be allowed to plunge with her. And so I always thought that that was pretty awesome. Yeah. And then even as the grandkids got older and they were in college, they would come back and still a lot of their college friends would come plunge with them. Yeah. And I think she has a grandson who might be on the Emporia State football team.
Was Tommy Zimmerman.
Yeah.
And he actually brought, I think it was like 2-3 years ago, he brought like 6 or 7
right.
of the football players who had never plunged before.
Right. And so, I mean, so she supports us by giving us a place to have it, but she's also supporting it by being out there and raising money and really, you know, adding to that just the whole vibe of the yeah. day and everything. And so we can't thank her enough and her family and being able to be there on the premises. And it's what kind of makes this event so special.
Well, and just a special shout out to her as well, Lindy Wetzel. That's the only time I'll ever call her by her first name. I always call her Mrs. Wetzel, and she gets mad at me because I had her as a teacher. My brother had her as a teacher as well, and she always tells me it's Lindy. I said no, it's Mrs. Wetzel because she earned that. To me, that's a badge of honor after a student has graduated that you still call them by Mr., Mrs., or whatever it may be. But really just gives so much, and you can tell the passion she has for kids just through her career, but also well into retirement and beyond. So we're very grateful for her. We're grateful for everybody that participates. And with these sponsorships, Scott, Dom, Karen, whoever kind of wants to field this question, these sponsorships, do they go beyond just allowing you guys to put on the event? I mean, do these also kind of help go towards proceeds to the Special Olympics athletes? How does that work?
Well, it's part of the total fundraising. I mean, the fundraising total. Erin Fletcher, when she was on earlier, mentioned that the goal for the Emporia Plunge is $15,000. So even before we have plungers, we have a good start towards that fundraising total, right? So, but it's all that money goes to the same thing as all the things she talked about for the facilities and the different programs and part of the opening ceremonies or the different health screenings and the educational and leadership opportunities, all those things she mentioned earlier. The sponsors are a good foundation of our fundraising total.
Dom, in terms of going out and getting sponsorships or requesting sponsorships, I know I recognize a lot of names on there from years past, but I think there's a couple of new ones that I hadn't heard before maybe. And I mean, is it ever hard for you guys to go out and really, for lack of a better term, sell this to people? Or is it something that you have a lot of people coming to you for to get involved with?
I know we have – I think everybody on the board has people they go out and kind of – we know they get donated in the past, and we go back and ask for another donation. But we always can go ask new community members or places we think that maybe wanted to donate. And most times it works out pretty well. I mean, and I say this before, the worst someone can say is no. But
sure.
Maybe they'll donate next year, or they just have an interest and look into it, or they get back with us later. So I think that's a good thing. You know, soliciting donations is always a little bit tough to go out and ask for something
sure.
for somebody else. But
sure.
you do it a couple times, it's fairly easy. And this is going to raise a good cause. You know, their banners are getting displayed. They'll be on shirts depending on which sponsor size they are. Or you get Karen to introduce them all on the radio like she did today. So I think that's a big deal.
And did it wonderfully, by the way.
Yeah. I think, too, there's no way we're going to be in contact with everybody. And we always feel bad if someone after the plunge says, wish you had come talk to me. And then we're like, we try to make a note, and then we forget by like next October and November. But, you know, one of the reasons why we try to come on with you guys in December every year, and once we kind of know the date and we throw it out mm-hmm. there, is we're hoping those businesses who were hoping they could be part of it, they reach out to us then, and that way we can get them on for next year. That's not to say that if you want to contact one of us now, to just let us know. We'll try to make a note. We'll try to remember to come see you next year. Obviously, there's stuff with the law enforcement torch run coming up.
Yep.
You could help sponsor or participate then if you want to as well. So don't be afraid to reach out. Most of the committee has been on the committee for a decade or more. We have some new members. If you wanted to be part of this planning committee, reach
yeah.
out to somebody you know who's on the planning committee, or come to the plunge on the 21st, find one of us and talk to us. It's time commitment wise, it's not much at all. I mean, we meet like 3 times. We have an email chain now that kind of goes back and forth. There's a lot of discussion on where we're at on our individual checklists and things like that. So that's part of it being a well-oiled machine.
There you go.
So
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to close it right there. But I appreciate all that you guys do. Thank you all so much for being in here with us today and letting us get a little bit more insight into the work and preparations that go into the coolest lake party in Emporia. Of course, that is the Polar Plunge coming up next Saturday, February 21st at Mouse Lake, again on Topeka Street here in Emporia. You all right?
Come on, Dominic. Don't have to laugh every time someone says it's on Topeka Street now.
It's going to be a thing. That's going to be on the t-shirts next year. On Topeka Street.
But not on Lakeview.
Not on Lakeview. That's right.
PlungeKS.org. Get online now. Yeah, we'll pivot. Yeah, PlungeKS.org. Get online. Get signed up. Make sure you click on the Emporia Plunge.
Absolutely. Scott, as always, it is a pleasure to get to see you, man. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you guys for having us.
Dom, always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure.
Karen, thank you so much for all
you
do. We appreciate you all. Of course, want to say again a big thank you to Aaron Fletcher, the Senior Director of Development for Special Olympics Kansas, for joining us a little bit earlier here on the Talk of Emporia. That's going to wrap things up for us here this morning. Again, don't forget the Polar Plunge next Saturday, February 21st. More information available at plungeks.org. Stick around because we do have more coming up here, including our 12 o'clock block of news and information. It'll start with ABC News and then be followed by our very own Chuck Samples in the 24-hour KBOE newsroom. For KBOE, I'm Tegan Trahoon, live and local.
KBOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. The KBOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team, up next. Treated roadways are a must during winter weather. However, the chemicals used aren't kind to the undercarriage and surface of your car. Take care of the problem at Mr. G's Express Car Wash. During the winter months, they use Desalt, a product that removes the salt and calcium residues that build up during winter driving, as well as Rustite to prevent rust. Protect your car at Mr. G's Express Car Wash, 6th and Prairie.
KVOE forecast on the TV 13 weather team today. Sunshine, mild conditions with a high of 66.